I've thought again about friendships and a particular friendship in my life that has ended that I've spoken about previously. And when I started to think about that relationship, I started to think about choice. I've talked about choices we've made and realized that I can take accountability for my choice in that friendship relationship. And I also had the choice to walk away. And I did. And so now I'm aware that I did have a choice. And I accept that. I accept that I also made the choice to not be friends anymore. It was a mutual friend breaking up decision. Wow, it feels good to admit that. We both decided that. No one had control over my life. I did. And I can forgive and move on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So going back to choices, if we can realize how many choices we've made for our better or worse situation or life, if we can really become aware, then we can start to make better choices. Because lots of us do have different programs. And once we're aware of those programs, we can accept it and say, okay, this was a program, but this one's not working for me. I need to rewrite that software. And we all get to rewrite our own software. We are all capable of regenerating new software by switching our attention to now, okay, this is the thing I used to always do. I'm aware, I accept. And now, okay, switch your attention to the positive, to the thing that you would more likely to do. Forgive. Forgive all of those difficult moments that you created. And then you can switch your attention before and after that moment to get back on track and move forward, move on, life on. So I feel clearing knowing that I have been a part of all of the relationships, friendships that are no longer or that are still working. I have to put effort in. I have to water all of these beautiful plants and beings. And I need water as well. We water each other. We take care of each other. So, for me, I would like to stop putting my attention into all of the things that are no longer, that I've been holding on to for so long, weighing me down, every little last thing, all of it. I'm good at letting go of material stuff. I've really conquered that. But these emotional ties, time to sever. Let go. Because it's not allowing me to find my tribe. It's my block. No more. No more. I get to decide what the future holds. I'm being positive and looking for my tribe, not looking back at the tribe that is no longer. Grieve the tribe that is no longer. All of the friendships and relationships. And move forward. Awareness, accept, forgive, move forward. Awareness, accept, forgive, move forward. With positivity. Awareness, accept, forgive, move forward with positivity. So that's what we do. So, although I realized we are not friends anymore because of both of us, I also started to realize why. And we grew apart. She went to one school for undergrad. I went to another. We only lived for a while, 45 minutes apart, but two completely different worlds. 5 minutes is far if you live a completely different life with someone. As in, you're into different things. Different things light you up. And maybe your energy levels are different as well. Maybe one person has progressed more into trying to be more positive and one person has not. And that could be challenging. And those two people can work together on that. If the person that's being more negative is interested, the more positive person can help. But they have to want that. They have to want that. It reminds me of my sister. She has been asking for my help all this time. She says, how do you be more positive? How do you, like, eat so good? And when did you start liking that? And it's because she's curious. She wants to know. She wants that. She wants that to naturally be part of her life. She's really trying. And I did tell her, you know, I have difficult moments too. It's a constant practice. I'm practicing every day. And I try to help her as best as I can. So sometimes with friends, family, we grow apart. Her and I grew apart. We weren't physically distant, but our interests, the way we thought about life, the things that lit us up, our passions, were different. There were some crossings of the path, for sure. She's very into humanitarian efforts. I love that. Right now, she's working with turtles. I love that. That's very cool. But our interests grew apart, you know, and maybe they've come back together. I know before she had worked for Habitat for Humanity, and I thought that was really cool. I volunteered with them before. So I thought, wow, maybe our paths are lining up again. Maybe I could reach out to her and ask her some specifics about what she's into nowadays. I think that's important to know what people are into. Not necessarily how they make money, but what they're into. Sometimes, if they're able to follow their passion in that way, what they're into is how they make their money, how they make a living. But I'd like to talk to her about it. See how she's doing. So with our friends, with our family, with partners, it happens. It happens with partners. It happens with loved ones. It happens with romantic partners. Sometimes we grow apart. We realize who we are. We maybe getting into that relationship helped us find our authenticity. And then we realized, you know what? I'm really different from this person, actually. And they're different from me. And that's okay. After that, you have to decide, is the difference big enough that you need to walk away from each other? Or can you meet in the middle on some things? I do believe most people can meet in the middle. I do, because I think at the core, something drew them to each other, something they needed to learn from each other, and something they really loved about each other. So there's something you love and something to learn. And I believe if people can get back to what they loved about each other, they probably still love that about the other person. Because that person is probably still loving that thing that they do or say or be. They're probably still that person. So I do think we can get back to it. It takes time and patience and love, of course. It takes understanding. But once you can be aware and so understand and accept your own things, you can accept other people's. Maybe the difference is that you realize that they have a lot of mental health features that the two of you have a really difficult time with. And maybe that's what you grew apart with. Or maybe some of that mental health feature stuff started in the relationship. Maybe you were part of that. Maybe something external to the partnership happened that was part of that while you two were together. You're still part of that. Anything that happens with your partner, you're a part of. And I've been real separate from my partner in this way. Thinking that, oh, those things happened to him. It didn't happen to me. Like his mom passing away. And you know what? It did happen to me. It happened to me through him and his relationship with her, and it happened through me with my relationship to her. And we were talking about her earlier tonight. Sometimes he just wants to call her and talk to her, especially with how hard of a time he's been having, which I've been a lot of responsible for. And he said, I just want to talk to her and hear her positivity. He said she was so positive. And I think I overlooked that. I wasn't sure if it was authentic. So maybe it quite literally scared me. There was a fear around it, not knowing if it was genuine. not knowing if I could get too close. And I apologize for that, Nancy. I see it clearly. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, I believe when it comes to partners, there is a responsibility to try and work things out as best as you can. And it is, sometimes will be, can be difficult. And people can only try with what's within their limits. And that's different for everyone. It's different for everyone. Depends on lots of resources, mental health, community, financial stability, quality of life, which is quality of air and water at the foundation. Free time, luxury time, leisure time, necessity time. That's quality of life. So we all need a balance there. Reminds me of this circular thing that we did in grad school of like you start in the center of you as the individual and you keep going out and putting like what's closest to the you bubble, and you know you get like family, friends, school, things like that, but also you know, there's a different one where you separate the categories. Of all kinds of things. Like work. Money. Family. Hobbies. And you pay attention to where your time goes, where your energy goes, where all your feelings go. And we do need a balance. So if someone is really focused on money, for example, all of their life and time will be about money. And then based on their thoughts, whether it's positive or negative, they will have lots of it or not much of it. And so if I'm sitting here focusing on my family or friends that I no longer see or communicate with on a regular basis, if I keep focusing on that, then that's what I keep getting. Family and friends that I no longer see or communicate with often. So if I focus on the tribe, the tribe will be here. The tribe is already here. The tribe. So I did deactivate my Facebook for about 2 months now, and sometimes I do want to get back on there so I can message people. So maybe I will do that and message Jess and see how she's doing. See if she is still part of my tribe after all this time apart. If I'm still part of hers. So we mutually went our own ways, and maybe we will mutually come back together. We shall see.